This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,187. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, D-10 Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, it is the Random Question Question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories: farmland and noises your body makes. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Tim.
The clack.
You're going to dog.
All right, here we go. Facebook has to apologize to China for translating president's name as Mr. S-hole. Meanwhile, a man steals $70,000 in gold, but his fanny pack will be the undoing of the things that he stole. Indiana man steals guns from grandma's home as she was being put to rest. In Russia, boiling water floods hotel, killing five. And as a way to go, that is not the best. And a whoopee cushion disrupts play at the World Snooker Championships. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, you ever drink a Sprite or a 7-Up, but you thought it was water? It's not that it's bad, it's just a surprise. And look, sometimes we misidentify things. Happens to everyone. There's a family that brought home a stray dog, only to find out it was a bear. There's a woman who mistook dynamite for a candle. And now we have the story out of Texas, where a veterinarian mistook the euthanasia cocktail for a standard rabies vaccination medication. In other words, the vet accidentally sent a cat home with its owners full of a drug that ended up killing it 2 days later. She called while they were driving back home and said, "Hey, bring Fluffy back. I accidentally gave her euthanasia medication." Well, it didn't work out. But oops. Because oops happens. Look, a radio host in England, he recently set up an interview with Robert Shapiro. Quick, Ted, who is Robert Shapiro?
Attorney.
One of the attorneys from the O.J. Simpson murder case all those years ago. But the interview, it was about having cameras in the courtrooms. And Robert Shapiro would have been the perfect guest. If they had reached out to the right Robert Shapiro, they had a completely different guy on. They're doing the interview. He brings it up. The guy's like, I can't help you with that. That's not who I am. But look, these are just some of the stories that we've seen. And it's stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question question. This is how it works. You call us. We ask you a question to complete random. And after you share your scintillating story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be a part of the big show on the random question question. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Over Joe's head, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,187. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. One of these days you think to yourself, hey, maybe these guys are going to take a day off or take a vacation, maybe take a holiday day. You know what I mean? And therefore, they probably should have a day off. Well, we guarantee you this show will be so good, it will be a future repeat. You might even hear this on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that be
that
amazing?
That would be the perfect day.
Like, you know what I mean? We're there, but we're really not there. Truth be told, if you really want to know, this is how it goes down in the men's room. We'll let you inside a little bit here. Normally, what we'll try to do is we'll try to work the Monday of Martin Luther King Jr. Day and the Monday of President's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because we try to bank those days because, well, there's a holiday we celebrate a little bit more called the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Truth be told, a few weeks back, we thought to ourselves, hey, maybe we work those two holidays, Martin Luther King Jr. Day mm-hmm. and President's Day, because it looks like the Ravens might go to the Super Bowl. And wouldn't that be cool if we could figure out a way to get down there?
Sure.
If we could bank those
one
days.
One of them is after the Super Bowl.
Yes. So we thought... Wouldn't it be cool if we banked some of those days just in case, you know what I mean? We had to take a Monday off to fly back or a Friday off to fly down or something like that. I think that was the initial plan.
Yeah.
That did not happen. Here we are. Mm-hmm. But now we're going to get a comp day.
That is correct.
Which is pretty exciting.
No, it's not.
I don't even think we're going to even take
I haven't had a line on holiday or on Super Bowl tickets at face value. You said yeah. right now. You're from looking your, up today.
Your brother's an NFL referee, so he does get an allotment of tickets, as do all NFL employees.
No, he does not get an allotment. You have first crack to buy them. The NFL does not give anyone tickets, but he gets to buy them at their cheapest price, which is the initial listing, all right? But within 30 seconds, the price goes up. So today... The cheapest ticket you found was
$4,300.
All right, so that's the cheapest one you could find right now. So my brother got them, and he bought four, so he got saddled with this debt, $2,900 a piece. And that, keep in mind, that's face value, fresh off the press kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. $2,900.
Did you tell him you were going to pay for one?
I told him. He hit me up a couple weeks ago. He said, if they go, I'm holding a few. I said, all right. I said, if they go, right, trying to play that card. A couple Mondays ago, I sent him a text that, you're on the hook now, bro. Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes...
There's no chance I'm spending that much money to not see my team play.
And obviously, we have been taking the Monday off after the Super Bowl as a holiday because... Well, the Super Bowl comes around, man. We like to throw it down and have a good time. Unfortunately, the Seahawks are not in. The Ravens are not in. Any of the teams that we kind of would have a reason to watch. Therefore, it doesn't really matter. I'm just like, you know what? I mean, the game's going to be the game.
I still like it.
What, taking the Monday off after
yeah.
the
game?
You still want to do it, maybe?
I mean, personally, okay. yeah.
All right.
You got something planned.
We got time.
We're going to take the President's and MLK Day to get me down there. So we don't have to worry about that. We'll just use that as regular vacation day. We'll figure it out.
It wasted at the Super Bowl party.
I think we all do. You might hear this show the day after the Super Bowl.
You don't know.
Let's make it good. But yeah, you might be hearing it again.
Like, at least you two had, a real excuse when we might go or whatever. Like, if I talk to the boss, I just like to eat snacks and drink a bunch of beer at the Super Bowl party.
But you definitely got a shot of being a part of the show today. It is a ghost town downtown. So if you want to be a part of our random question, 844-999-HOLA.
Random.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Chris, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for calling on this holiday and the random question. Let's see here. Let's just start with this one. We got a couple fast food questions, so let's get them out of the way. How old were you when you had your first job? How old were you when you had your first job?
15.
15 years old.
What were you doing? What was your job?
I did baggage at a... sorry, my wife's trying to call me. She's probably listening. I did baggage at a Greyhound.
All right.
Okay, so what did you... Were you putting it on the bus? Were you? What was your exact job?
Yeah, I would... customers come in, get their ticket, whatnot. We would take their luggage, put it on the proper bus. Or when buses would come in and it would be a transfer, we would transfer luggage from one to the other.
Okay, I got to ask you, were people sometimes pretty sketchy about you handling their bag or
you
anything like that?
You ever poke yourself with a needle?
Wondering if you, you know what I mean, a nervous feeling? Or did you ever catch a weird vibe?
I would say I was more sketchy holding their bags than they were of me holding it.
I would say there's a lot of the Greyhound bus depot,
well, look, man. If you've been to a Greyhound, if you've ridden a Greyhound bus, you know for a fact that you look around and you go, okay, this might be it.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to handle a bag and feel something moving in it. Like, that's what Greyhound was about to me.
And there's nothing wrong with the Greyhound bus. Last few times I've taken them, they've been fantastic.
The problem is the people on it.
Exactly. It is the...
Well, in short distances, I think it's a different ballgame.
It is much different.
Than traveling hours on it.
Right. I couldn't believe how nice it was. The seats were kind of a pleather thing, you know what I mean?
In short distance.
It sat up real high. They only took a couple stops on this one that I was on, so it wasn't bad at all considering, but I still find it to be like the White Castle hamburger of transportation. It's not that it's bad.
No.
It's just at the lowest list of hamburgers that I, you know what I mean?
If you are going on a long distance, it's awful. It's like Spirit Airlines, but it just lasts longer.
Pretty much.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you know the bus is bad when, like, you're on a train, and they go, there's something on the tracks, so we're going to have to stop, and you have to get on a bus. And it's like, no.
I know, right.
No.
Ted, how old were you when you had your first job?
17.
17 years old, and what were you doing then?
I was a landscaper.
You were a landscaper.
Okay, I was.
So physical activities. You're outside all the time. Now, was that full-time, or was that just during the summer, obviously?
Just during the summer.
Okay, Steve, do you remember your first job?
Yes, I do. 16 years old. They were renovating the Baltimore Arena, which is now 400 years old. But what they were doing, our job was, we remove the seats... in the arena, and the idea was then we scraped them, which means gum and boogers. And trust me, I am scarred for life from this gig. I remember scraping the boogers off, and one, like, bounced off my lip.
Ooh.
To this day, listen, this is, like, over 30 years ago, man. I'm not kidding you. Like, it still bothers me. But anyway, we scraped the bottom of the chairs, put them in a semi. The semi drove them off. Basically, they banged out the dents, repainted them, sent
them
back.
Yeah.
Right. Then put in new cushions.
Okay, what do you remember what you got an hour?
We got, I felt big time, man. It was $6.50 an hour. And at that time, minimum wage was still like $3.75.
Ted, do you remember what you got?
I don't, but I remember when I got my first paycheck, my brother looked at it and went, I don't think this is minimum wage.
All right.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah. My first job, as far as the Social Security Administration, when I actually got taxed was when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
And that was selling Cokes at football games and working concessions.
Is that legal?
It was not legal. No, it
but,
wasn't.
But you still, was, but no, but you were taxed. That's what I mean. Like, it's one thing to work under the table. A lot of people.
But I worked there every year, so I've been taxed since the time
but
I was 12.
You got taxed, and it didn't bother them. Like, hey, man, you know, based on all the records we have, this is a 12-year-old kid. Mm-hmm.
Also worked at BKU for 2 weeks. They taxed me there. And then eventually I started thinking about with this year, I worked at the United States Census Bureau for a while. I think that was one of the craziest jobs I've ever had.
Well, sure. Don't you just, like, knock on strangers' doors?
You're like, look, man.
And ask them personal questions?
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
When the gate says, like, attack dog and no trespassing and we have guns and we'll shoot. You are instructed as a member of the United States Census Bureau to ignore all those and still go knock on the door. Try and get the information.
Because that's someone who wants to talk.
You can have a dog and it'll chase you down the driveway for 200 yards. There's all kinds of fun stuff, isn't that one? But the reason we asked, how old were you when you got your first job? Six Wendy's restaurants operating in Naples and Fort Myers, Florida, were cited for violating federal child labor laws.
Mm-hmm.
The investigation happened with the U.S. Department of Labor in Louisville, Kentucky. And the Kentucky-based franchises of 99 Wendy's and Fazoli's restaurants.
Yeah, Fazoli's.
They're in nine states, including some in Florida. They're going to have to pay civil money penalties of up to $157,000 for violating child labor requirements. Investigators determined they allowed 14 and 15-year-old employees to work outside of legally approved hours and for more hours than allowed by law. So basically, they were working longer hours at night.
But I guess you were 12 selling Cokes at a stadium full of drunks.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And look, they said, look, some of these employees were working after 7 o'clock on school nights. A lot of those kids in those cases were saying, hey, we couldn't really get to work until 4 or 5 anyway, so there's no point coming in for just 2 hours and working.
My parents would have begged for me to have a job to go to until I had to go to bed.
Okay, you're not allowed to work more than 3 hours on a school day at that age. And you're not allowed to work more than 8 hours on a non-school day.
All right. I mean, 8 hours.
Well, 8 hours would be tough on a school day.
No, I'm saying that on a Saturday. Right. You're not allowed to work more than 8 hours.
Okay.
On a Sunday, you can't work more than 8. So they found the violations in Colorado, Florida, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Tennessee, and Wisconsin. I'm just happy to know the 14 and 15 year olds are getting out there and doing it.
I mean, like, if I'm a parent, my kid says, "Look, whatever I do at Wendy's, right? It's a paid gig. I'm taxed. I got to work 5 hours out of school tonight. I don't have enough to give. Knock yourself out. Do what you got to do."
I'm just excited.
Welcome to the world, dog.
I already made the determination. I'm going to Wendy's tonight.
What, after reading that story?
No, I was thinking about it all morning long.
Did the story? I just read about child labor.
Check this out.
Woo! Give me a square burger. That's
hey, kid, man, blow your nose and give me a single with cheese. See, I've been waiting to use this bad boy. I'm going to use it tonight. I got a Wendy's gift card. Because that's how
some child's going to make you a square burger.
I think I'm going to get
He's back there cutting the round edges off. You don't care.
I think I'm going
to
get
You don't care. You got a Wendy's gift card. Put those children to work for miles.
I seriously think I'm going to get a Baconator, a large fry, a Coke, and a Frosty to take home for later.
You're working 4 hours on this school night, chump.
Isn't that a great order? I've already thought it through.
You're a strange man.
Why?
Child labor. But I got a gift card.
I do have a gift card.
You're just like reading about these children that are working hours they shouldn't work. You know, good news is, though, I'm going. I already thought out my order.
I got a great order. Gift card.
Okay, so here's, like, what about the children?
Here's my other move.
Don't care.
The gift card is for $25, right? I'm never going to spend that much. So I'm going to spend what I spend. I'm going to give it back to the person at the drive-thru. I'm going to go, "Hey, man, you keep the balance on that. You get whatever
you
want."
Here you go, kid.
Want. That's right. 15-year-old. Pop that zit on your forehead.
Do you want something free to a place you already work?
Give me some.
Because I know you can't get enough.
Why don't you just keep the card and use it again?
Well, you know, I wouldn't
keep those children employed, man.
All right. I'll keep it. Thought it was a great idea.
Billy doesn't need an allowance.
I've never had a
Baconator. He's making Miles' Baconator.
I've never had a Baconator.
He worked 4 hours in school night.
That should be your resolution for 2020.
What?
You gotta start eating the stuff that you're always talking about.
Well, yeah.
You go on and on about Baconators. You never even had one.
I didn't go on and I just said I know that no one in Mozambique has ever had a Baconator. But I haven't either.
I don't know. The Olive Garden shocked me. You still haven't been there.
We're going to Olive Garden. We've already determined that.
Have you ever actually been to a Red Lobster?
No.
What?
No.
You've never.
There's no Red Lobsters in West Virginia. There's no Red Lobsters in West Virginia.
But you've never
been anything that fancy.
You've never been to Red Lobster.
Where was there a Red Lobster?
When you moved to Maryland, they had Red Lobster.
Where was the closest Red Lobster where I lived in Baltimore City?
You remember this area called Glen Burnie? It's nothing but Red Lobster.
To Glen Burnie.
People that want to go to Red Lobster, who the hell goes to Glen Burnie?
We've been in the mall.
We've been in the Seattle area for 15 years. I know there's Red Lobsters around here.
Where?
It's probably South Center or Kent.
I would get. Come on, man. You go to the places where you know you can find the chains. I can't.
I've never been to a Red Lobster.
That's what he's doing this year. You're going to start eating
them all.
Let's bring up.
Robin, can we keep a list? Honest to God.
Look, I'm going to Wendy's tonight. You can scratch that bad boy off.
We don't care about Wendy's.
I might even get a side of chili out there.
That's child labor laws.
We've got Red Lobster in Linwood, Silverdale, Federal Way. They have Cheddar Bay biscuits. How have you not been there?
Have you never been to Red Lobster?
I've never been to a Red Lobster. I've always wanted to go during the
shrimp
days.
You go on about Red Lobster.
Because the commercials are unbelievable. The commercials are unbelievable, and you know it. You see him squirt the lemon on the lobster.
Because I've been there. That's why it appeals to me.
Yeah, because you got gift cards.
No, my daughter did.
That's why we're going to use your daughter's gift card.
Gone. I believe I gave that to give to his mom. You know why?
You did?
Yeah.
Did she use it?
Because she goes to Red Lobster.
Oh, good for her.
I've been to a Red Lobster with my mom.
Did she like it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Have you actually been to a White Castle?
I went there 3 times in Vegas.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that place is...
We got to keep a running list.
There was at least 30 deep line at the White Castle.
All right.
At all times.
By the way, Miles.
Uh-huh.
Someone, first of all, they can't believe Wendy's has gift cards. They do. Someone else says, "Miles, take the gift card, put the balance on the guy behind you." This one
I
enjoy.
Pay it backward.
And then it says, "This kid's going to pop his zit on your Baconator." Enjoy. Hello, Ellie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Welcome to the program there. Let's see. What do we got here on our random question? Let's stick with the world of fast food. Who do you know in your lifetime that has always seemed to have their hands down their pants? Do you know this guy?
I do.
Hands down the pants guy?
Yeah.
No, man, I really can't say that I know anybody that keeps their hands on their pants.
Don't feel bad about that. We want you to understand. It's just to us that there's a story that Miles is about to share, and all of us could immediately think of different multiple people. When I lived
on the East Coast,
we used to work with a guy here who It didn't matter what the conversation was. His hand was in his pants all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
So you never met...
10 years in the military, man, but we can't keep our hands in our pockets, let alone the pants. So,
oh, okay. Solid point.
Can't even think of one. But how does this even have to do with fast food?
Oh, I'll let you know here in a second.
See, that's the part of the story that takes a bad turn.
I can't believe you don't know hands down a pants guy. Like, even, God, my uncle's always got his hands down his pants.
I don't have any relatives like that, but I know so many people. So many people, and it's just weird, but it's just what they do.
Yeah, I have a buddy. He has his hand in his pants all the time. I handle my stuff a decent amount.
You do. You're a bit of a groin grabber.
No, you're a picker.
You're a shifter.
I think you got one stuck to the side all the time. You got to kind of pick it off.
Yeah, because the middle of the jeans kind of splits the guys.
I know, but you see why maybe you're sweatier the most. Because you have to do more of a, like, snatch it over.
But
it's like a violent grip.
It's only sticking on the left leg. You know what I mean? Like, because you'll go and you'll kick out and you'll pick. But it's always the left side. It's never the right.
But it's like the grab and jerk.
Yeah.
Just, I'm doing it right now. I'm so used to it, like, I don't notice it. But now that you bring it up, it's like, yeah, and you do it violently.
Our senior...
A lot of give there.
Senior gym teacher, he was coach's shorts guy. But he would put his hands all the way down his pants, except for his thumbs would be sticking out the front. But his hands were down his pants all the time.
You know the coaches?
Mr. Gianni. He had his hands down his pants constantly.
Hey. Yeah.
Remember the old school bike pants, like the coach's shorts?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people wouldn't recognize, but like anybody our age recognizes them. So my uncle loved them so much, he used to put them on over top of sweatpants when he got
over
cold.
Over top?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So he could coach.
Oh my God.
He'd keep his coaching shorts on. Oh, his legs were covered.
My roommate Warren, man, he would walk around in sweatpants, issued grays, and there was never a time when he was wearing underwear or did not have his hands down his pants.
And it's just what they do, man.
All the time. Sitting on the couch, walking around, walking in the kitchen, eating food, hand down the pants all the time.
Yeah.
But see, if they stick their hand in your bag of nachos, you're like, you know what, go ahead, have the rest.
Reason we asked, who do you know that's always got their hands down their pants other than a two-year-old? A man visiting the drive-thru at a McDonald's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, said he saw an employee standing with his hands down his pants in the kitchen. While he didn't appear to be wearing a uniform, he was in the kitchen. I was with my girlfriend. We were getting food for my daughter. My girlfriend made a comment about how she can't believe no one is wearing a uniform, and then she sees this guy with both hands down his pants. I looked and said, what the... This is crazy. There was a few of them just standing there talking, but he was sitting there talking with both his hands down his pants. So I reached for my phone and took two pictures. He also explained that after the incident, a woman saying she was a general manager sent him a message because he shared a screenshot of that message on Facebook and was responded to. Good morning. My name is Kara. I'm the general manager of the restaurant from your post. I just want to let you know that I had some employees send me your picture this morning, and I want to let you know the matter has been corrected immediately.
But there was hair on your cheeseburger.
I work hard to keep food safety as my top priority, to do so. We have taken action. So I guess the guy with the hands down his pants no longer works.
Did you see the picture?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean
they're down there.
He's
down there.
In the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like he's picking a scab off his knee so far. You are listening to the Metro Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Here's our random question. Question 844-999. Hola.
Miles, you asked a question about who do you know that always has their hand down their pants.
Hand down their pants, guy.
Yeah, the caller, God bless him. He didn't know anyone who went through that. We all do. We all have, and we continue to. But a few people chimed in. It says, let's see. I've woken up several times with my hands down my own pants. That from Erica. Let's see. Someone else says, who do you know that always has their hands down their pants? I knew a guy 20 years ago. He would like to shake the hands of passersby and then would run back laughing. Turns out he would, quote-unquote, handle himself first. And someone else adds, my 5-year-old son always has his hands on his junk, and he pulls on it like it shouldn't be there. Maybe he's trying to make it bigger than mine. I don't know. It looks painful.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Matt. Random, welcome random, to the men's room. Random.
Afternoon, boys.
Hola.
Random, Matt, welcome to the program. Random question, question. We're going to make this one easy for you. It's going to be a yes, no question. If you found $43,000 in cash hidden in an old couch that you purchased, Would you keep the money or would you return the money?
Hell, I'd keep it.
Hell yeah, Matt. I'd keep it too, man.
Mm-hmm.
Happy MLK Day, Thrill.
Well, thank you. It's for all civil rights, but I appreciate that.
Is he the first person you've told that today?
Yes, I've been by myself all day today.
You've been with white people the entire time.
No hands down my pants, though.
Right. What's the point of being alone?
$43,000 in cash in a couch that you purchased secondhand.
No question I'm keeping it.
It was actually in an ottoman that went with the couch.
Okay, then I buy it. I'm keeping it.
$43,000. All in hundreds.
All in hundreds?
Yep.
Nice.
I figure, look, if you have $43,000 and you know you buried it in a couch, there's no way you allow that couch, right, to be sold.
What was the box of money? What was the value of the guy in Germany who was on his way to buy a car, but he had the money in cash? He left it on top of the roof when he was loading his car.
That was like $27,000.
Okay, well, this is $43,000.
I was going to keep his $27,000. I'm keeping the $43,000.
Okay, well, that's not what this guy did. The reason we asked, if he found $43,000 in an old couch, would you return it? An older guy in Central Michigan named Howard Kirby recently paid $70 for an old couch set in a secondhand store, set it up in his man cave. Then a few weeks later, he noticed one of the cushions had kind of a lump in it, so his daughter opened it up. And inside was a small fireproof safe filled with $43,000. His first thought was, I could pay off the rest of this house and add a nice chunk to the retirement. He even talked to a lawyer who said he was legally allowed to keep the money.
All right. There's no more question about this.
But somehow, with Howard, it didn't feel right. So he got in touch with the store. They tracked down the family that dropped the couch off.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out they donated it after their grandfather passed, and they had no idea he was stashing money in it.
Exactly, because if you have $43,000 in a couch and you are alive, you do not let that couch get sold.
Howard surprised them with the money last week, and they were blown away. He credits his faith for leaving him in the right direction, adding that even though he legally could have kept it, quote, the lawful thing is not always the moral thing.
Don't humble brag, man. You're a fool. You're a fool. And, you know, here's the thing, though, okay? And this is the cynic in me. I'm glad his faith led him down the path that led him. But here is a possibility that makes him not so awesome. They did not know that Graham had left all this cash in the safe, right? He died. He didn't leave word that it was there. So if I'm this dude and I find out that they don't know, to look good, here's your $43,000 back. Because the truth is, I found $200,000 buried in the couch. That's all I'm saying.
You'd be surprised, man.
Nobody knew. So especially, you can look great doing that. The truth is, I kept $157,000. I didn't know about it.
My great-grandmother used to make her own clothes, and she was one of those people from back in the day, right? So when she passed on, there was a couple pillows in the couch that were unusually heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And she would sew money into the pillows to the point where you couldn't tell that she was so good with thread and needle. You know, she could do
and
things
money laundering
that you couldn't even see, like as far as you would never know that seam had been taken out, money had been stuffed in there.
Who else knew that the money was in there?
No one really knew what was going on until they started picking up things to move them out of the house. And then they determined, wait a minute, freeze for a minute. We got to go through every book. We need to go through everything in this house because she was stashing money everywhere. For whatever reason, but couldn't remember because she had dementia.
Just depression era stuff. Yeah, if you grew up with it, my grandparents died on my mother's side. Anyway, they, as far as we knew, they kind of died broke, but they didn't do a lot of banking because, again, they went through the depression and all this. But after they died, my mom and her siblings are clearing out the house. They found, I believe it was $95,000 in cash in shoeboxes under the bed.
That is amazing.
No one had any idea.
Random.
Which, again, if that's me, that means we found $400,000 in cash in shoeboxes under the bed.
I like that she was hiding the money in the pillows.
Oh, it's awesome.
When I was a kid, we used to just fight over the pillows at Grandma's because one of them vibrated.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Right? You know, like a little like those. They were probably all corduroy.
I bet you that was Grandma's body pillow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just remember there was one that you got it. It actually vibrated. You put your head on it. We'd come to fisticuffs over it.
Looking back.
Hello, Frank. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Frank. This might be a question you can answer, hopefully so. Whoa.
All right.
Frank, when did your parents, either your mom, had to share way too much information with you that you really didn't want to hear?
You were breastfed.
Or, you know, how
by
you were
Aunt
conceived
Judy.
Or anything about each other's dating lives or anything?
Dad, he's gone.
He just phoned on us.
Yep.
Wow. He didn't want to go down that path.
Huh. Well, that other thing must have been more important.
Yeah, wow. That's a good point.
He looks at that text that I got to hang up.
Maybe it was his mom listening to the show.
Yeah.
More of the random question coming up. 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.